lecture is taken from the graduate course Introduction to Charitable Planning at Texas Tech University. To download the PowerPoint slides for this lecture, or to take the online quiz for this lecture, or to find out more about the Graduate Certificate in Charitable Financial Planning at Texas Tech University, go to encouragegenerosity.com. Last topic for this evening, 11-minute topic, is bargain sale charitable gifts. Okay, so what in the world are we talking about with a bargain sale? Oh, it's a sale, it's a bargain, yay! No, what is a bargain sale? What are we talking about? Bargain sale we're talking about is the sale of an asset to a charity at less than fair market value. You sell something to a charity at less than fair market value, you have something that is partially a sale and partially a gift. How do we deal with those situations? Well, the basic rule is this, very straightforward. You deduct the value of what you give less the value of what you get. Okay? Charity, charity wanted this piece of land that was worth $1 million. I gave the charity the $1 million piece of land and said, charity, I only need $400,000. Okay? So what's the deduction there? $600,000, right? I gave them land worth $1 million and I only charged them $400,000. So I've had a sale, part sale of $400,000, and a gift of $600,000. Part gift, part sale. It's another situation. I give a house to the charity that's worth $300,000, but it comes with a $100,000 mortgage the charity's going to assume and pay. Same thing. Part gift, part sale. I get a deduction for $200,000. I gave them a $300,000 house, but they took over $100,000 debt. So taking over the debt, that's the sale part, and me giving the rest of the house, that's the gift part. Or I give $100,000 in stock, and the charity pays me $3,000 per year for the rest of my life. This is a charitable gift annuity, and we'll look at those later. Charitable gift annuity is a form of a bargain sale. The deduction is what I gave, $100,000, minus what I got, which is the value of this annuity, and we'll deal with that later when we get into value in annuities. But it's the same general concept, right? But now we get complicated when we start talking about capital gain on these kinds of part sale, part gift transactions. It adds some complications. Let's start with something simple, okay? Something simple. We know this. I have a piece of property. I paid $500,000 for it. I sell it for a fair market value of $1 million, I have a capital gain of $500,000, right? I have to pay capital gains tax on that, assuming I've held it for more than a year. So this we know. Or let's say I paid $500,000 for it, I sold it for $500,000 at fair market value of $500,000, I don't have any capital gain, right? That's pretty straightforward. But what about this situation? I paid $500,000 for it, I sell it to the charity for $800,000, but it actually has a fair market value of $1 million. What's my capital gain? Well, it's a little complicated. We actually have to do it in a couple of steps. The first step is to divide the property value into the gift part and the sale part. Okay? So our scenario was the original cost was $500,000, the value is $1 million. I give it to the charity in exchange for $800,000. So the first step I have to do is I have to divide this transaction, divide this property value into the gift part and the sale part. So in this case, the sale part is $800,000 because I got $800,000 from the charity in exchange for the property. The gift part is $200,000 because the property was worth $1 million. Okay? So I divide it into those two halves. $800,000, that 80% part, that's my sale part, and that's my sale income, which part of it is going to be capital gains tax, or a capital gain, which is taxable. Step two is actually divide the basis. Okay, so I don't get to take this whole $500,000 that I originally paid for it and deduct all of it from the money I got back from the charity. That would be nice, but I don't get to do that. I only get to subtract a share of that cost or a share of my basis. Say if I've depreciated, then it'll be adjusted basis, but keep it simple here with cost. What share of this do I get? the same share. 80% of the property value was sold, so I get to use 80% of the cost basis. We divide that cost basis in between the gift part and the sale part. And the sale part here gets 80% of the cost, or $400,000, right? So in this case, the sale part has a $400,000 cost basis. So how do we figure out the capital gain on the sale part? Well, we take the income from the sale part, which is $800,000, and we subtract the cost basis that's allocated to the sale part, which is the $400,000. Okay? And if we do that, then we will show a $400,000 gain. Okay? So I gave it to charity for $800,000. Original cost was $500,000. But I don't get to subtract that $500,000. I only get to subtract 8/10, 80% of that $500,000, because the sale part was 80% of the value. If you like to think of it this way, it's this basic concept. The percentage of the property value that is sold is the percentage of that cost, that basis, that gets allocated to the sale. Okay, that's the basic rule. And that's how we figure out capital gain is. Okay, so what are some tax benefits of bargain sales? Well, let's take a look at a comparison. Let's suppose on the left-hand side we have a bargain sale where we take that property that was worth $1 million, we paid $500,000 for it, and the charity gave us $800,000 for the property. Now, what we could do on the right-hand side is, instead of doing that, we could just take that $1 million property, go out, sell it, and then give $200,000 from the proceeds to the charity. What's the benefit of the bargain sale? The benefit is that we actually have less of a capital gain, because part of that property, in fact, this part here, this part of the property is being given. And so this part of the property doesn't generate any capital gain. And so since it doesn't generate any capital gain, we actually have less capital gain if we do it as a bargain sale versus doing it as a sale and then a gift. So I wind up better off if I give the property to the charity and take $800,000 back. Charity turns around, sells it the next day for $1 million, and they pocket $200,000. That's great. I'm actually better off than if I had gone out, sold it myself, and just written a check to the charity for $200,000, because I avoid some of the capital gain, therefore avoiding some of the capital gains tax. So bargain sale can be an attractive option as opposed to simply selling it and giving the same amount to the charity, because I pay less capital gains tax. Okay. Don't do this with something that's lost property. If you have lost property, don't give lost property to charity. You sell it, and then if you want, you can write a check to the charity. You want to keep your losses, but transfer away your gains. Bargain sales cannot generate tax losses, so don't gift lost property. Okay, so let's play with this. Let's have some fun with it. What are some fun things we can do with it in the last 4 minutes here before our class expires? One of the things, if you recall from an earlier slide, is that if I have debt on a gift property, that debt is counted as income to me if the charity takes it over. It was a debt that I had an obligation to pay. Now the charity is going to pay it for me. That is a benefit to me. It counts as if it was income from the sale. So what might make sense is to try to get that debt off of the property before we transfer it to the charity. What's an example of this? Well, let's suppose you have three different lots, okay? And let's say they're identical. They're each worth $100,000, and they each cost you $50,000 when you bought it, and they each have $50,000 of debt on it. So fairly straightforward. Each lot's worth $100,000, half is your original cost, and also half is your current debt. Now, let's suppose you said, I want to benefit the charity. to the tune of about $100,000. So what you could do is you could give property with debt. So here you've given lot A and lot B both to the charity, and the charity gets a $100,000 net gift because they've got lot A that was worth $100,000 with a $50,000 debt, so that's worth $50,000 equity, and they've got lot B with $100,000 value and a $50,000 debt, so that's worth $50,000 equity. So you add those together, and the charity gets a $100,000 net gift. That's a bargain sale. So we do the calculation we just did a minute ago, and we figure out we get a $100,000 deduction because that's how much the charity got. There is a $100,000 sale from the debt, so the fact that I used to have to pay those two debts, but now the charity's taken over those debts for me, that's considered to be a sale, it's considered to be income to me. How much of that income counts as a capital gain? If we go through that same calculation we did before, actually half, because I'm giving half and that's the percentage of the cost that's allocated to me, I wind up with a $50,000 capital gain. And the same $50,000 remaining equity. Now let's suppose I get cute. And instead what I do is I shift the debt around and I take this $50,000 of debt and I take it off of that lot and I put it on these other two lots. So they now go from $50,000 of debt up to $75,000 of debt. And I give this debt-free lot to the charity. And I keep the other two lots that are now more heavily indebted myself. What's the net effect of that transaction? Well, the charity winds up the same. They get a $100,000 lot with no debt. Same thing as $200,000 of lots with $100,000 of debt. Donor gets the same $100,000 deduction. Donor has the same remaining equity, but there's no capital gain because what I gave to the property had no debt attached to it. It's a reason why it may make sense to shift things around a little bit. Let's end with a couple of examples from case law. Two examples. And this is where it winds up being important that government organizations count as charities. Charles, his real name, sells a conservation easement on his farm to the county for $309,000. This was a conservation easement that said, this farm will stay as farmland and cannot be developed as residential or anything else. They were trying to preserve the agricultural nature of their community. It's the normal rate that the county pays for this sort of thing. He deducts for a bargain sale because his appraised value was $518,000. What do you think? I'm going to set up the clickers. How many people think that he gets the deduction? Raise your hand. Yeah, that's all good. It's a non-documentation issue. How many people think that he doesn't get the deduction? Raise your hand. Nobody's really confident. Deduction was valid. This was a tax court case in 97. Tax court said the county rate was not the fair market rate. So a lot of people are making gifts to the county because they want to see it preserved, and this is not the fair market rate. It's just a rate that people are using when they are sort of inclined to support this movement. Eminent domain case. After negotiations fail, the highway department sues to take the land. The lawsuit settlement settle the case. The lawsuit settlement pays less than the donor's appraised value. So the taxpayer's appraised value. So the taxpayer claims a bargain sale tax deduction.
Okay.
Deduction is valid. This is from last year. The court said it saw charitable intent in the negotiation letters. The taxpayer referenced the possibility of contribution sale, said, hey, I'm up for, I can sell it to you. We can do a contribution sale, whatever you want to do. Negotiations failed. They sued. Highway department says, we'll take it over anyway and pay it. The lawsuit settled, but it settled for less than the appraised value. Tax court looks at it and says appraised value is this much, and that's the right value, and you settled for this much, so you made a gift to the Ohio Department of Transportation, which is part of the government, which is a charity, so you get a tax deduction.
So in the event that there would never have been any negotiation letters that the highway department came in and just said, this is what we're going to offer for you, you don't accept it, you're not going into correspondence with them, do you still get that valid deduction?
You want to be able to have some evidence of donor donative intent, that the donor realized that, okay, I'm going to do this because it helps you out and helps me out, and I really like what you're doing here.
So it'd be ideal for you to send a letter that said something.
Yeah.
To that effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though you really knew that they're going
to
take it.
Yeah. Even if they're suing your butt and you're in court, it's good to send the letter that says, in consideration of the great state of Ohio and to support the work of your highway department, I'm offering to settle this for this price, even though it's less than my appraised value. Yeah. And I'm going to deduct it. Okay, cool.